This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House is ready, and next week the stage is set for the U.S. Senate to reframe federal health care. That will likely include defunding Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates see how Planned Parenthood skirts the Hyde Amendment and asks why over 300,000 abortions are subsidized by $500 million in funding. An Oregon State House committee has killed the bill that would provide gruesome dehydration and starvation as one answer to dementia or mental illness. The measure would have also blown a hole in the idea that advanced care directives should be maintained. David DeLaden says his creation of undercover videos exposing Planned Parenthood followed the law precisely. But California's attorney general is prosecuting DeLaden the way some industries wanted animal rights activists prosecuted for their First Amendment activity. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. In other headlines, pioneering researcher Dr. Joel Brind is defending the case for an abortion-breast cancer link. In its first year of decriminalization, Canada has seen nearly 1,000 medical suicides, Scotland wants to give free abortions, and some sociologists seem shocked to find pro-life families having larger families, something promising to change the abortion debate long-term. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This has been Life News Radio.